You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. This is Jess.
This is Regan.
And we are happy campers to be talking about what awesome topics today, Regan.
Today's two topics are: topic number one is create a kaiju, which, as we all know, is a giant Japanese monster. You name it.
What powers does it have? What does it look like? Yes. Create a kaiju from scratch.
Create a kaiju, everybody. And topic number two is, when you're going through puberty, what was the physical characteristic that concerned you the most, that gave you the most, like, problems when you were growing up and going through puberty? Because I think we all here have, we've all gone through puberty, right? Jess, have you gone through puberty?
Still processing.
Nick, have you gone through puberty yet?
Like, apparently I'm in a whole club that's based on...
Tyler, can we pass that stage?
Certainly.
The president of Sun Club.
I seriously hope so. Peach Fudge is still going. And we are pleased as punch to have the members of the Alamo Beer Club with us. We have Tyler Lutz and we have Nick Garza with us today. Hello. Hang with us on another edition of Public Access. How's it going, guys?
Going.
I feel fantastic.
That's what I like to hear.
It's a good day to be alive.
It is a good day to be alive.
Wednesday. It's a thrilling.
Just another Wednesday here at Alamo City Studios.
That's where
the fucking happens. So you guys are no strangers to the podcast. Tyler, certainly not at all, being an Alamo Beard Club member I guess a guest on Public Access multiple times. But for people who have not heard about what Alamo Beard Club is all about, what is Alamo Beard Club all about?
You tell me.
No, I'm just I don't know.
You are the president?
President.
Or? Ooh.
Yep. And yes. Then we have the web admin.
Yeah. Ooh. If you go to our website,
it's down.
It's probably down.
It is because
I am
completely down.
Which is why designer.
This is why we brought you here today.
And well, this might be more of an intervention.
The fours
than
in the Arrow 404 look like guys. Like the fours look like guys with beards, right?
that's what it is. Yeah, it's a really high level joke.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, gonna, exactly. Yeah. That's the way I kind of cope for that.
That is my title, though. So,
unfortunately,
so you are the president, Tyler. Yes,
correct.
And so. Did you have to, like, beat... Was there a voting? Was there a...
There was a vote, yeah.
And, was that a popular vote, or was
popular
that...
Popular vote. Everyone voted for me. And
electoral college sort of thing?
Yeah, I just said, damn it. I have to do this now.
Did they volunteer you
Yeah, they Putney-swoped you in there for people who heard our podcast last time. They Putney-swoped in Tyler Lutz. There's a movie called Tyler Lutz, and it's about Tyler Lutz being the chairman president of Alamo Beard Club.
We are a nonprofit in the state of Texas, and we do cool stuff for charity. So put on facial hair competitions, go volunteer places, drink a lot of beer. Most of the brewers in town have beards, so we're pretty lucky to get them to come and, like, just give us kegs of beer.
Hell yeah. beer beards. Yeah.
That's definitely something that I've always appreciated and thought was so cool about you guys is that... You guys do a lot of stuff for charities. I think the first beard competition I went to, I think it was for CASA, I think.
Yep. Child Advocates of San Antonio.
Yeah, Child Advocates of San Antonio, which is a fantastic organization. And I was like, dude, if these guys are doing a competition and donating their money to them, that's really awesome.
Yeah. So, yes. And hair competitions are fucking badass. They're a lot of fun. A lot of hair.
Male nudity.
A lot of male nudity.
That seems to be a more recent thing, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the last one I went to, there was a lot more male nudity than the one that... Because there was one that I was in that your very own Larry Garza awarded me the best under 6 inches.
Yeah. It was down to both of us,
and that's
actually.
Beard. And that's beard. Yeah. Under 6 inches beard.
Yeah.
A category that we were both finalists in. Yep. And yeah, I guess I won the crowd over because I was wearing a shirt that said best under 6 inches ambiguously.
Yes.
And that seemed to work out well. But yeah, the I wasn't going up against a bunch of naked dudes. So I don't know. This last one that I saw, it was pretty much just wall to wall nudity. And then my dumb ass got up there with I had a hoodie on. I was just like, I'm just doing it for charity, guys.
Right.
And yeah, I was like sandwiched in between these two really into it, not fit strippers. And it was a rough.
Positive strippers.
And I think they were all gearing like, you know, someone asked me like, "What's under the hoodie?" And I was like, "It's a shirt." I didn't even have like a sexy response. It was worthless. Anyway,
yeah.
If you like naked dudes, go to the scary.
Okay. naked hairy dudes. And the cool thing about the beard competitions is that every year it commonly has a theme. Everyone doesn't have to stick to that theme, but it's usually been a great time. We've had a superhero themed. We've had a wrestling theme, and that kind of ties into the upcoming beard competition that we have coming up. What is going on in this new one?
Yeah, so it's called Scary Hairy.
We got a poster.
Yeah, it's a horror-themed facial hair competition.
Yeah.
So we want people to dress up as your favorite horror character or just something crazy and horrific. And we're really excited about this one because the benefits actually are going to Larry Garza and his family. So
that is
Larry
amazing.
Garza.
Not Nick Garza.
Nick Garza, he's here.
I'll probably take a little bit of it. Not about stealing.
The Garza family.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Portions of the proceeds will go to
the
Garza,
Garza family.
And Garza.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love it. Yeah.
And half of San Antonio rejoice.
Yes. And that's awesome because all of us at Comedia Go-Go are giant horror fans, and none other more than Larry, who's a giant horror fan. And his favorite film is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. His son's name is Gunner. He loves him some horror, some whores, and a scary, hairy, horror-themed beard competition is right up his fucking alley, and is right up the benefit is right up his alley. So we're super excited to be a part of it. Hosted by yours truly, and also Regan. We're gonna pair up, and we're gonna have a little special visual delights.
Yeah, maybe confirmed. We're not 100% confirmed, but...
It's happening.
Oh, it's happening. Okay, so if you think scary movie, think a very, very famous scary movie, and there's two things in a scene that look identical, and they're in a hallway, and they're holding hands, and it's very creepy. Me and Jess.
Visual delights is the word. That's the key word we're using here. Visual delights.
Me and Jess will be these two individuals holding hands that are identical in a creepy hallway. That's
terrifying, but also visually delightful. I can't wait. It's going to be very exciting. So the event's going to be badass. We're going to be there. It's going to be badass. And so, again, Scary Harry benefiting Larry Garza and his family. Amazing stuff. We super thank everyone at the Alamo Beer Club.
And that's going to be at the 502 Bar.
502 Bar.
Yes.
And that is April 22nd. Saturday, April 22nd, the 502 Bar at 7 p.m.
Yeah, come on in, guys. If you got a beard.
Even if you don't.
If you don't have a beard, just come on in. If you got a beard, come in and compete. If you don't have a beard, but you like to make a beard, you guys are still doing that?
The ladies category.
The ladies category.
That's right.
The ladies category. You want to make a beard happen, come on down and show us your, lady beard isn't one you made, nothing like gross or anything. I'm sorry.
It's got to be gross. It's horror themed.
Okay. It's always horror themed. Yeah. Show us your lady beard.
There's nothing wrong with the lady beard.
There's nothing wrong with the lady beard.
If you're in the ladies category and you actually have a beard, you probably will get first place.
Absolutely. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You kind of just automatically win.
Guys, you got a beard, different shapes, different sizes. They encourage everyone to come out there. And
what are the categories, Tyler?
So we have like full beard. We changed it from 6 inches to 8 inches.
Nice.
So we have over eight and under.
Well, you don't like
don't
that
worry. Yet. I still have a trophy that says under 6 inches. Don't worry.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And then we have a best mustache, best groomed, partial beard, freestyle, which is a lot of fun. And then full beard styled mustache. And then we'll do best in show.
What is freestyle? Is that where they make it look like an X-Wing?
Yeah, anything you want. Yeah, anything goes.
I'm in it.
Well, the Austin Facial Hair Club had their event a couple years ago, and a guy had a beard so big, he made a cage around his head.
That was
amazing. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then one of the ladies had a beard made out of boobs. She had just a boob
All
beard.
Right.
It was great.
It's very Japanese.
Japanese body horror. Yeah, I like it.
Cronenberg, very.
Yes, very much so. Yes, I love it. So again, you come out, if you know, facial hair, no facial hair, come out. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of badass. There's going to be a banana stand where you can take pictures, I think, you know, and then we're, us guys are going to be there. And
there's going to be vendors out there selling beard product and like facial scrubs.
Yeah,
and
facial scrubs, facial oils. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Those weird wooden combs that are like blades.
Hair accoutrement.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
It is going to be a great time. It's going
to
be
We've been to multiple one of these, and they're always a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun. So that's...
the judging is fun. We got some judges that are going to be out there.
We do.
And me and Jess will be probably in a dress.
It'll be visually delightful.
You guys are really doing a shitty job keeping a secret what you're...
I was trying to keep it really secret.
Costume is.
Well, but Regan's doing it. He's
no,
teasing.
No one's going to know.
I mean, you look exactly like these characters.
Oh, see, okay, thank you. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's what gives it away.
Right, yeah. That's what totally gives it away. You're gonna love it in an instant. By minute. Tyler, Nick, thanks a bunch for being on our show tonight. It's going to be a badass episode. We're going to roll on to our topics, and I'm really looking forward to the answers we have tonight.
Let's do this.
Yes.
All right, Jess, so what do we got for tonight?
Well, what we got going on tonight is another thrilling installment of my podcast topic. Yeah, I'm going to look into that. A segment where I talk about movies and games and all kinds of good junk, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners and fuckabouts after hearing about said stuff. Is going to be, yeah, I'm going to look into that. So this week we're talking about the upcoming movie Colossal. And Colossal is the latest film from Nacho Vigalondo, who is a director from Spain. His feature film Time Crimes is awesome. It's a great small little indie film. It is very, very, very cool. One of the coolest time travel movies I've seen in terms of what little budget they have to kind of convey such a giant concept. And with that, he's made a lot of great shorts, a lot of cool stuff. He was on ABC's of Death, he was on the last VHS movie, and now his latest movie Colossal stars Anne Hathaway, Jason Sudeikis, and the premise being is that Anne Hathaway plays a gal who's dumped.
I saw the preview.
Yeah, who's just been dumped by her boyfriend and kicked out of her house, so she moves in back with her brother. And upon moving in, settling back into her hometown, she realizes she has a unique mental link with a giant kaiju in Seoul, Korea. And it's unexplained why or how she's connected with it, but it seems to be that whatever little motions and twerks and every little thing that she does, it seems to correspond to what this kaiju is doing across the other side of the world, creating havoc, causing destruction while she's just doing goofy Anne Hathaway-esque shit.
Is it a romantic comedy?
No, it is actually not a romantic comedy as far as I don't know. It starts off like one. What other film has Anne Hathaway getting kicked out by her boyfriend?
Exactly.
From a New York apartment. I think this is the sequel to The Intern.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. She divorces workaholics.
Oh, she was married to workaholics.
She's married
show.
To workaholics, right? And her coworker intern, Godfather 2.
As a Garza,
yeah.
I don't know how Mexican you are.
I mean, at least half, right?
Right,
right.
But do you speak Mexican movies?
Well, yes.
Okay, so yeah, so
if I was to say that Dark Knight Returns got divorced from workaholics and her intern Godfather 2 separated from her, and now she broke up with her boyfriend, and now she's moved into her brother's Saturday Night Live's house.
Saturday Night Live? That's his name?
That's his name.
So you don't ever call the actor by their name. You just call him by their most... Like, Hurt Locker was Hawkeye in the Avengers, right?
Right.
But if you watch the movie Hurt Locker, Hawkeye's the main character.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so if you're watching...
And also Falcon's in Hurt Locker, too.
I was
going
to say, isn't... Yeah.
Yeah, Falcon's in Hurt Locker, too.
Yeah,
that's a tough
exactly.
One. Yeah.
That's yeah. Hurt Locker. So, but if you're watching Hurt Locker, oh, it's Falcon and Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But if you're watching Avengers, you're like, oh, Hurt Locker and Hurt Locker 2.
It's weird that if you yelled like, hey, Hurt Locker on the set of Avengers, two guys would turn around.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So anyways, it looks like a fun movie. I don't think it's a romantic comedy, but it does look, it is a comedy nonetheless. It looks
right. She's going to run into another giant.
Oh, another kaiju. Spoiler alert.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Who knows? I don't know. A little meat cute. Or cute
meat cute.
Meat cute.
Do you guys know what meat cutes are?
I have no idea what
you're saying. There you go. Yeah.
We learned something.
We learned something new every time. We did a show. Yeah, the term meat cute is a is a literary slash movie device is when usually a male and a gal meet for the first time and they do that awkward meeting thing and they end up like falling in love.
Double
from that
chai
point
tea latte and both of them go reach for it and they're like, oh, that's my, and then that's the meat.
That's
cute.
A meat cute.
I thought it was M-E-A-T.
I thought the same thing. That was the first thing that popped into my
Japanese,
mind.
It's got to be Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah. So that, like, that immediately, like a real meat cute is like a girl reaching in for like that last barbecue rib at a
that's
party.
A true meat cute.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, this one belongs to you, and it's just, you know, saucy fingers, and then, you know, just.
You love spare ribs too.
You like pork products like I do.
It could be the other Garza. Like, does he sit here? Because I immediately went chainsaw. Like, I immediately thought something about chainsaw.
Yes, absolutely.
It was it wasn't even anything good, but it was just like, I just saw Chop Top and I was like, all right.
There you go. Perfect. That is exactly what's going on. I love it. So Colossal looks really cool. What makes it charming to me is that I think the director has just this weird sensibility in his movies, and I think it'll be really cool. It'll be something different. Definitely a fun kaiju movie that's not, I don't know, fun. I guess I've just never seen anything like that. To me, it looks really cool. It looks really fun.
It looks at least new.
Yeah, exactly. Different. So Colossal inspires the first topic for the evening, and the first topic is quite simple, and it's create a kaiju. So that means make up your own kaiju monster, bring it into the monster realm. What does it look like? What's it called? What is it powers? What is it made of? What's it inspired by? Create a kaiju, and I'll kick it off. And my kaiju is called Titantula, is what I wanted to say.
Titantula?
Titantula, all right. Right?
All
right. Right. So it's like, of course, he's got eight arms like a tarantula, right? Like a spider type of thing. But instead of just like legs, it's got fucking arms. So I don't want to go into the whole legs, arms, things or whatever. God damn it. But he's got like eight fists or whatever.
All of his legs are arms.
Yeah, all of his legs are arms. He's walking on his legs. I'm just trying to make this legs for arms things work. But Titantula... doesn't have any fire powers. He's no projectile. He's all brawler.
Okay. Well, right? Yeah, he's got eight hands.
Yeah, he's got eight hands. So he's the fisticuffs, so he can block projectiles, but, you know, cross arm effect, you know, very Wonder Woman type of thing while he's walking on his other two legs.
Arms.
Yeah. He does shoot web out of his ass. So he does that. He has webbing, but he never uses it because all he needs is his fists. And the webbing's really just proved to be ineffective in past fights. It never really works out for him. But bare fisticuffs, Titantula, really rolls ass because he's four times the punches. Well, actually, three times the punches because he's walking on two of his legs / arms.
Is this a spider or a giant man that looks
he's
like
a giant man?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it?
It's a giant man with eight arms. I envision. It's in like that Muscle Man. Goro.
He's
Goro, but he's got two extra arms and
he shits web.
And he shits web, and he doesn't have two legs. He's walking on his two arms.
Okay.
So his special move is the Titantula punch, which is basically like a flying punch where he jumps, and it's all eight of his fucking fists out like that. So it's like this lunging.
The Titantula
It just looks like someone
punch.
Someone threw an eight-legged table at you. But
that's nothing scarier than that.
Yeah. So I'm going for that, the Titantula. And the webbing, it's more of a consequential thing. He really doesn't like the fact that webbing comes out of his ass, but he can't control it. It's the weakness. That's how the other kaijus end up kind of beating him, is they turn his webbing against him. I don't know how. I haven't made the movie yet.
All right, now
they make him feel self-conscious.
Oh, they just tease him?
Does he, like, is he... Wait, so he's like got skin, or is he like furry like a tarantula?
No, it's mildly furry, but it's more kind of like a scaling type of like almost like spider type of thing. Very hard skin, like skin / shell.
Exoskeleton
type of deal, yeah. Definitely a lot of punching power.
How many eyes does he have?
Just about to, yeah.
He has two eyes, just like a regular dude. Yeah.
That sucks.
What does his face look
that's
like?
That's one of the...
Like me, because I want like he's yeah, he's
that's
bald.
Terrifying.
He's got a beard. He's very like, you know, God of War looking type of thing, but like a little more laid back, less fucking burden / misery, a little more chill. He's fun. But he can throw himself like a fucking eight-legged table.
Does he wear glasses?
No, his vision's pretty good.
I was going to say, there's no optometrist that can help him.
It's true.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I think it's just he has to deal with his bad vision.
So you say he's pretty
That's
chill.
Why he's so mad.
Yeah, he's pretty chill. Yeah. That's what gets him pissed off think, is because he's chilling on Titan Mountain, which is where he lives.
Everybody else is an asshole.
Yeah, everyone else is an asshole because they come up with their fuck up Titan Mountain. He's like, well, now I got to fight. Now I got to do Titan Punch.
Well, he's cranky because he can't see very well either.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
He never recognizes
his There's also no razor long enough for him to shave his beard. He'd like to be clean shaven, but it does not exist.
He's like a really good student in like a shitty dorm, like a party dorm. Like he's like the David Spade character in PCU is what you're describing. Every other...
Okay, wow, all right.
Kaiju is Jeremy Piven, and he is David Spade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I couldn't say his name because it was Titantula. Titantula, yeah.
What was the name of the band in Mr. Show?
Oh, shit.
The Metallica band?
Oh, God, try again.
Yeah. it sounds... I don't know why that's coming to my mind when you say Titantula. Titanica? It was Titan... Was it Titanica? Like I don't know.
Titanica sounds like a real thing.
My kaiju is called Kabutomushi.
All right, yeah.
Which is Japanese for beetle.
Right.
And it's just because I'm making it after one of my favorite insects of all time, which I bring up multiple times, which is the bombardier beetle. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. This is a small beetle that shoots a liquid projectile out of its butt. Essentially, it's acidic. It's over like 100 degrees. It's hot. It's like it shoots chemicals. It's amazing. It's this amazing beetle that shoots noxious liquid out of its butt. So it's this giant... And I don't want it to be a human being. I just want it to be like freaking...
Like it's a giant beetle. It's not a humanoid.
It can stand up on its... It's got six legs, but it can stand up. But...
Its preferred method
only
of
because,
fighting is...
Only because in the filming of it, a human being is in the suit.
Right.
Like, that's the only reason, right? It's really standing up is because the guy...
Has to stand up.
You know, you give him a break and you let him stand to fight Godzilla or something else.
Titantula.
Yeah, Titantula. Yeah.
But why? We have two kaijus in a row that shoot shit out of their ass.
Well, but mine actually, it uses what it shoots. Oh, okay. Like yours is,
and he's proud of it.
Yours is throwing punches, and mine's like a half mile away shooting liquid acid at his face.
Right, right.
And so...
Yeah, like, but I have three times the protection.
Well, it's gonna burn and melt through all of that
no,
three times.
No, not because Titangelo's arms are fucking hard.
See, now I'm just like debating, like, each one of us is going to try
he's
to,
got
like,
Wonder Woman gauntlets.
Create
one. Yeah, it's very, that armor's pretty hard to break through.
Well, and unfortunately, Kabutomushi's freaking liquid acid pretty much melts through anything, which is a problem that it always, because it's a good guy, he always has to watch out how much he shoots because it might just burn a hole through the entire planet.
No, okay. Well, fair enough.
You know, you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, that's tough to do. I mean, does he have an infinite, how much can he shoot?
Well, they can... probably, I'm just going to imagine if it's going to be towards the actual real beetle. It doesn't have it has a finite amount, but it builds it up over time. Oh,
okay. So
he
can run out.
It's kind of his finishing
like
move, essentially. Right, yeah. You know, it's he has, as Titantula's eight arm punches coming towards him, he just sprays him with hot, noxious acid and melts him as he
You can't beat Titan Table Punch. It's pretty hardcore. That's eight times the fist
to melt. So, but it's just a beetle-looking beetle.
Do you think it could melt Titantula's fist, though?
I'm pretty sure.
As a bystander here, I just...
I don't know. Man, those fists are pretty hard.
Well, I don't
he
know.
He does live on Titan Mountain.
It's a tough one.
Well, here's the thing. I thought when you first said it, Titantula was going to be made of titanium.
Oh,
which...
come on now, man. I'm trying to, like, have a little bit of real... I don't want to make him OP. He's got to be, like, regular, you know? Overpowered. Is what I'm saying. Yeah, he's got. You know, I want to ground it in some realism.
Yeah. So Kabutomushi can fly also because it's beetle.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, I get that.
Can he melt titanium?
Oh yeah, it can melt titanium.
Well, then why would it matter? Why would it matter?
I'm just wondering what Titantula is made of. But it's too late. You've already said yours. Now let's move.
Well, Titantula's armor is stronger than titanium, so there it is.
You can't backpedal on
that. I can hang out in this.
Whoever goes last.
I'm establishing my Marvel world rules. That's what I'm doing. We're not.
He's world building, guys. Let him world build.
It depends on what you roll.
Let me world build.
We didn't have Titan Mountain a second ago.
Exactly,
now look at where we are.
Exactly. It all depends on what you roll.
Right. I guess. Fair enough.
All right.
I think something that would be incredibly terrifying would to be a kaiju-sized E.T.
Ooh, okay.
And
oh man, that's terrifying.
Yeah, and since you guys had butt discharges, we'll say that he can't hold it in, but just every once in a while, like hot milk comes out of his butt, just lands on people, and just makes them really uncomfortable.
It's awkward.
And it smells bad.
Is he glowing? Is his finger glowing?
His finger's glowing. And another thing, like his neck extends, he also has a giant dick.
That's well, fair enough.
And
yeah.
It just like
well, like ET.
Yeah, it I mean, just it drags just, on the streets.
It's implied. It's implied. I think it's giant dicks implied. Implied.
Yeah,
just exactly. Drags all over the streets and just like, it's the worst way to die.
Like, and he walks like an asshole because he drags his feet. So he doesn't pick up and stomp anything. It's just dragging concrete.
But can he levitate?
He still has ET powers.
Right, he still can has do ET everything. Powers.
Oh, okay. Man, he can.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Does he make you believe in yourself?
Oh, that's his,
no.
Well, that's
no.
his most important power.
Yeah, so I would absolutely agree.
Yeah. No, yeah. See,
well, then I mean,
as long as he's inspiring.
In the spirit of a kaiju, he's just like, just fumbling around the city and his dick is just getting stuck in places. Yeah. And that causes his rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he kind of auxiliary to these other two characters? Like, he's just kind of in the background making things uncomfortable.
He doesn't have a beef with anybody.
He's like the custodian of Titan Mountain. Like, he has a really shitty job. He's got to sweep the floors.
What's its name, though? What's his...
It's E.T.
His name is E.T.
It's obviously E.T. when you see him.
That means he is from another planet. Yeah. He's extraterrestrial.
They must have CGI'd out his dick in the movies, but... Yeah. Yeah, and he's really low to the ground, too.
Well, no, it's one of the changes we just forgot. As a kid, we don't remember the dick.
All
the new version, when they replaced the guns with, I forgot what they replaced guns with in that movie. Flashlights, that's what it was. Yeah, they took out E.T.'s dick as well.
Yeah.
Does he like to get drunk?
He's like,
straight up drink slits.
Yeah. So he's just,
what's he into?
He's just turned into like an asshole. He's hanging around humans has turned him into an asshole.
we didn't know
E.T. grows exponential in size and then he gets really big. And his fucking giant dong dragging along with his fucking dick feet, with his dick fingers.
Trying to find Elliot, but Elliot's just like in a bottle somewhere on a street corner.
So how far in the future is it? Because I imagine...
Well, they left, right?
Yeah.
They left to, you know, their home or whatever. And when he came back, he wanted to see Elliot. But, you know, they're out there, like, collecting weird space plants and stuff. And one of them just happened to make him grow exponentially. And he didn't realize he had grown exponentially.
Yeah, well, maybe while he was out of space, he grew normally like he would in his normal planet.
Right?
And when he came back, he was like, oh, I forgot
shit,
you guys were tiny.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And he went through puberty, so now he has a huge
race. Oh.
And they left him behind again.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like Home Alone 2 of E.T. films. E.T. is the original Home Alone.
Do you think this time...
This is Home Alone 2.
This time it's on purpose that they left him? Yeah. Like, they flew him out to space and every day he's like, well, I rode in a bicycle and I have a friend. And everybody's like, fuck you, E.T. No,
he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone's like, god damn it, this here he goes again.
Yeah, he's illiterate. He can't spell.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic, much like when people say they see aliens and then no one believes them, so they become, like, drug addicts and stuff. It's the same thing. They don't believe his story. Yeah. Well, I hung out with a kid and we flew on a bike. And, you know, a little girl fucking befriended me, and they're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. There's just plants.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
He's eating his hometown food. He's like, this is great, but it's no Reese's Pieces.
Damn it, E.T.
Yeah. Yeah, he obviously has a bad diet on Earth, so that
right.
That's the milk discharge.
That
wasn't in the movie, but.
I've been having crap right since
in the spirit of butt discharges. Yeah,
no,
had to
of course.
Have something.
There's something there.
Of course.
There's something there.
So yeah, he doesn't really fight the other guys. He's just kind of like, they look down on this.
Oh,
E.T.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
He poses no threat.
No, he's just a drunk.
Very sad character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, E.T. was a sad character. Very tragic.
It's real.
He's an outsider.
Very real.
And maybe that's the mirror, right? Like, you see it. I don't know. He teaches you something. He teaches you something every time is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see a lot of myself in the CT character.
Nick, what kaiju do you have? Who are you throwing in the arena?
The only thing I thought of was I remember. I don't know. All right. Do you know the band Municipal Waste?
I don't, but I do now.
Okay. So there's like this like party metal band called Municipal Waste, and my buddy Tim listens to that band. He always used to wear hats and stuff like that. And then my other buddy Raj, he drinks a lot of beer and parties really hard. And I picture, I don't know, you see kaiju and they're always so well put together.
Right.
So here's my thought. you get like a 23-year-old guy who works at like an HEB deli. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy, I mean, he just goes out. He's going to drink 18 beers the second he gets off work.
Right.
Maybe start right before he gets off. And he's going to listen to fucking loud music. And you right. know, have you ever seen the movie Hesher?
Yeah.
You know that thrash dance?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is the terror.
Okay.
It's just this dude goes around thrashing, and he's got, like, big headphones. I don't know. He just grows. He's like Ultraman. All right.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, okay. So, yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was talking, I was like, is Ultraman a kaiju? That was the first question I had for Tyler when he brought
question.
This.
Yeah, it is a good question.
He's an alien. Right?
I consider that because...
Well, kaiju, it's
kaiju's a monster, but...
But what about, like, a giant robot? Is that still
but
technically...
But see, so in the list of Toho, the official kaiju list where they got the medal and they got the fucking emblem of all the monsters on there, Jet Jaguar is in the hallmark of the kaiju. So that makes it a kaiju.
Official.
Jet Jaguar is just a fucking robot that grew, like he was an so Ultraman right. ripoff that grew really, really big and then he fought yeah. Godzilla. Yeah.
So it counts. So
it yeah, no, it totally counts. Yeah, for sure. And so if Toho allows it,
you're in.
You're in. Yeah.
So here's my thing. When he grows and he rampages,
right?
It's still him.
Right.
But it's one of those things where he's still big when he comes out of it. And then he puts on one of those like Super Sentai type suits and repairs things, but everyone knows it's him because he can't make his own clothes. I spent so much fucking time. So he's got this shitty cosplay spaceman suit.
Like a shitty Sentai suit.
And he tries to fix
right.
the thing because he's like, I don't know.
Wait, this is why he's still big?
He's still big.
Okay.
And he's like drunk and hungover.
Yeah, and he's just like, God damn
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
I tore out all the KFCs. I tore out all the KFCs in the world.
Specifically KFCs. He singled them out.
I just fucking lost it. And I went to every KFC and I fucking threw it into space. And he comes out of it and he puts his suit on. And that guy doesn't really have a name, and everyone knows it's him.
So he goes on the destruction without the suit.
Yeah. It's him. It's blatantly clear as day.
He puts the suit on thinking no one will notice that it's him.
Yeah, like another savior has emerged.
It's a goddamn asshole.
It's that guy again. And he's just taking, you know, whatever. Bill Miller's out of space, and he's putting him back slowly.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, say sorry about that. Because Rudy Trevino at HEB, number 502.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's perfect. Rudy Trevino is a great real name for this kaiju.
Because that's the thing, because you said he gets off the deli. Before he even said 18-pack, I was like, well, does he like get off immediately at work? He's in the back of he parks in a Valero.
No, he gets off of work, goes into the beer aisle, grabs some beer.
Right.
No, dude, this dude doesn't drive. He takes a bus. This is literally.
I got you.
This is like a lot like my buddy Raj. In fact, it could be Raj.
We'll just call him Rudy.
Right.
Rudy
so he just fucks up shit, but that's the cool thing is he feels bad and then he fixes these things, but it's that image of a hero by putting on this Sentai suit. He goes, you know what? I'm going to fix this. And you obviously saw him just.
But if he comes back, everyone's going to go, oh shit, he's back. And so this other character emerges.
Yeah, he's got like right. pit stains.
And everyone's like still
mustard stains.
They thank him with a question mark. They're like, thank you.
Thank you, I guess.
Really bad sewing.
I mean, you did tear this all down, so
yeah,
thanks
man.
For putting it back.
Yeah, I like it. So just forget Roger or Rudy Trevino Rudy from HEB 20. HEB.
What up, Raj?
Oh, man.
He's going to love that shit. He's
yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. I don't know, he's tall. And I was thinking,
I just love
the
fact
tallest?
That he puts on the costume after.
Not before, yeah. after.
I just imagine him like slowly putting. Oh man, I'm sorry. Like,
oh,
but trying
shit.
To hide while he's putting it on. Like, there's no giant, giant phone booth for him to do this in.
He's behind a mountain. But there's people staring at the mountain, seeing this giant thing
between
like,
two buildings, trying his best.
I love it. All right, so what do the Facebooks have for
us? All right, Facebook answers. Brian Benitez says its name would be Jesucristo. It would be hairy, small, and unassuming, yet exude a warm glow and would have the power to forgive.
Oh, that's very nice of him.
Oh, God. Jason Gossard, Shaggy, said Kenampson.
Oh, no.
Which I'm pretty sure is Kenan Thompson.
What?
He loves talking
he loves
about
Kenan Thompson.
He says, Kenampson, a chuckling, jovial creature capable of portraying any other kaiju.
through his portrayal of any old kaiju would be strikingly similar to his portrayal of every other kaiju. Oh, that's amazing. He gains super strength when he eats burgers. Good burgers.
All right. Well, there it is.
Alfred Perez says it would be a giant scaly octopus with 10 arms. It would be called Decapus. And he eats oil tankers and turns oil rigs into nests for its eggs. Decapus. Catch it. He's two arms better than an octopus. He's the Decapus.
He's two arms better than Titantula, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good matchup.
That's a foe for Titantula.
Yeah, that's pretty true, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, Decapus.
Decapus.
Nice. Andrew Thomas says, Grop. It's a three-block-long grouper, that's a fish, the big grouper fish, that uses its front fins to drag himself slowly along. Since he is from the deep, the pressure difference is so great that his eyes have popped out and he swings his head around to whip them about. Imagine giant wrecking balls. He's also slimy, so he's hard to hit. Also, he's delicious. I spend too much time and work with fish.
Grop. Oh, no, it's a grop.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
Out of all the... We talked about kaiju this entire time. The first monster to evoke that. Oh, it's a grop. The entire time we were talking about it, I don't know why. Right? It wasn't until him.
Mine was actually a Japanese name, too. Yeah. Kabutomushi.
Yeah, I didn't even go Gogeta that at all. Just waiting for grop.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew Deal.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes.
Andrew from Alamo Beard Club.
Yes.
He says procrastinilia. He forms a vague idea in the back of everyone's mind. Just when you think nothing will happen, he comes in and wrecks shop.
No. All right.
Travis K says, Slothra. My kaiju would be a giant sloth, more like extinct ancient ground sloths. He would have fierce, deadly sharp claws, would have to be a tank due to his lack of agility. Mm-hmm. Granted, he would be move faster than regular sloths, so to help compensate for lack of speed, he would have Petrovision, which freezes his opponents slowly enough so they can be caught in his gaze. He would use his razor-sharp claws to gouge and gore his opponents while they are petrified. After the battle ends and Slothra prevails, his squee ability would kick in, healing all that is broken in the battle and spreading a feeling of warmth, love, and metal to all.
And he's hairy, too. There's not many hairy kaiju. I feel like he's a good team-up.
We talked about that earlier. Just, like, everything's lizard-like, right?
All the, yeah. Yeah. There's, you know...
There's King Kong.
The creature in a... damn it, that Japanese movie that's somewhat recent.
Big Man Japan.
Big Man Japan, yeah. Very hairy. I want to say there's like one wolf one. I can't remember him, but there's like, I want to say there's like one just like very wolf.
There's also like feathers. Not a lot of feathers represented. You get like, I guess like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Rodan, maybe? Does Rodan have?
No, yeah. Rodan's all, yeah. I think they're afraid of like just straight Sesame Streeting it.
Mothra's the most like dainty one because like a moth's wings are very very delicate, rip through those easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need more hair in our kaiju.
We do, yeah.
Do we? Carlos Castro says
smooth and slimy.
Crocrilla, KROC capital RILLA, Crocrilla the Thrilla, hairy body, crocodile headed, knuckle dragging, jaw snapping, building smashing, sloth eating.
Oh.
Big dick having kaiju effing dance machine. So I think it's half crocodile, half gorilla. It's Crocrilla.
I like that.
That's good. You know, that's the thing we need is like these kaiju to have some big dicks.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's E.T.'s.
Yeah, because in Attack of Titan, they're just like moderately, they're giant men, but they have like moderately sized fucking wieners. There's no like really just dongalicious.
There's
dudes.
Peen in that?
Yeah, they don't really concentrate on there, but yeah.
Aren't those fucking titans, things just made of muscle?
Just yeah, like, I guess so. I think that's why they're just kind of like, mer. That's why they don't have middling.
Is your dick made of muscle? I don't know. I thought it was like some sort of sponge.
It's a cartilage. I failed biology up there, obviously.
Sponges, calliosum.
It's a bone. It's a bone.
No, we're the only ones that don't have a bone.
Right.
All the other animals got bones in their dicks. We don't. That's science. Greg Forrest says, I would just make Slash real big. So it's a giant Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I thought he meant like the Ninja Turtles Slash.
No,
the
Guns N' Roses Slash.
Guns N' Roses Slash.
Giant giant slash.
My Raj character will immediately
be cool.
Immediately team up with him. Yeah. He win a slash for Halloween. That's gonna be the most epic.
Well, no, he invokes the power slash. Oh fuck yeah, slash! Yeah. He just starts raging all the buildings.
It's the last thing that universe wants to show up. Yeah, oh right? Shit! It's a giant slash.
That's it. But November rains like it's 2 days long instead of like 18 minutes long.
Oh, jeez.
He keeps soloing. The other one's never going to stop slam dancing.
Yeah.
City's destroyed.
City's destroyed.
Who will save us? Titangelo.
Titangelo. Yeah. Well, he's like, he's just kind of grooving around. He's like, yeah, this is like the seventh time I've heard this song today.
It's going to be
99.5 Kiss.
Yeah, Grop Grop.
The only one who could save us now is Grop Grop.
Oh, yeah. That's a Grop.
Save us, please.
Oh, save us a crop crop.
Oh, man. Finally, Gabriel Diaz. Gabe Diaz says, facepalm. That's the name.
Okay.
Picture a giant thing from Adam's Family attached to a giant blushing face. It floats around, causing anyone who looks at it to feel incredibly embarrassed.
Well, you know, that's kind of horrific. That's very, I mean, that sounds cute, but that just kind of
a floating head with a hand attached
yeah,
to it.
Yeah,
it
just goes, boo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that, man, that is kind of creepy.
Could be pretty scary. Yeah, so that's all for the Facebook answers.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So, well, that was wonderful. So, there it is, guys. Colossal, starring Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis, SNL himself. It's going to be in theaters mid-April. I highly recommend checking it out for something fresh and fun, a little something different than the normal type of thing. So, Colossal. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
All right, now we're up to my part of the show called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not really that funny. And today, I don't know, it might be funny, but we're talking about puberty. I'm talking about an article from Psychology Today called Puberty and Preoccupation with Personal Appearance. They talk about how self-consciousness about looks often begins with puberty. And as we all know, it's mid-adolescence. They say ages 9 to 15. So I was like, man, some really early pubescent people at 9. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's the average, but I think that's the bottom average.
I think that's just the entire gauge is from 9 to 15.
Right.
It says unfolding over a period of 1.5 to 3 years. It culminates in sexual maturity, the capacity to produce eggs or sperm.
Mm.
In addition, the hormonal process causes changing alterations in manly and womanly appearances as well. So anyway, it talks just a lot about how so much of us, obviously we all go through the awkward time. Usually I would just somebody say seventh grade. I don't know. Seventh grade? Middle school? Right, because I think I work at a high school, and sometimes I get to look at old yearbooks, and I think if you look at middle school yearbooks, I think everybody, including myself, like the seventh grade, it's just one of those years that it was the worst possible year ever, and it's great because you can see the kids, and like a lot of the students I work with, if you look at them, they're seventh grade, like, oh man, that was a tough year. That was a rough year for you, man, and they all agree. But that's what I want to say. Seventh grade is kind of the hard year. At least it was. Well, man, was it for me? I don't know. It was for me. So they actually give a lot of things of what parents can helpfully do. I don't know if you have children. No.
No.
Yeah. So usually Larry's topic is Dad's Cornered, where he talks about stuff if you have kids. But since none of us have.
Not today.
Well, guess what? None of us have to worry about what to do. Because none of us have to talk to our kids about the physical changes that they're going to have to go through. So for all of you parents out there listening, which I doubt there's not many, here's a few things you might consider doing. Explain physical changes that can come with puberty so the young person knows what's going to expect. And also, I just want you guys to think, did your parents do any of these to you or for you while you were going through puberty? So did your parents explain anything for puberty to you guys? Anybody?
Absolutely not. Nothing.
Nope. Yeah.
That was an old topic, I think. It was like, how do we talk about the birds and the bees?
But this is puberty. As far as body changes, did anyone say like, hey, you're going to be growing hair somewhere?
Not at all. That fell into the category of the book. The book. Yeah, here's a book that is the puberty book. Here's the book about your body. Here,
I just
read
watched
it.
A bunch of movies.
With no guidance.
Yeah. Movies taught me everything I know.
Wait, like in class movies or outside of class movies?
No, they made us watch the movie. like the
oh yes, the one you sign off on the, yeah. the movie. Okay,
but I
yes.
mean, you watch like rated R movies when you're a kid, and that's where you see things, and you're like, huh.
Like Bush. Like
that's exactly Bush. What I was about to say.
Like, okay,
did you? You saw Bush on TV before you had Bush, or you yeah, saw
what's that?
Yeah,
right. Hey guys, remember pubes?
Yeah.
Porn. Yeah, like, yeah.
And porn.
Seeing
yeah. Oh, porn. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, seeing something like Revenge of the Nerds, and it's all that, like, oh, how a guy's supposed to feel yeah. excited around girls or whatever. And you're like, yeah, like there's no book to read before seeing that movie. The movie that ruined the experience.
That's a weird question, like, and that's a good question, too, is, like, I don't know. I don't really remember, like, if I saw a Bush. I'm pretty sure I had a Bush before I saw a Bush on TV.
Oh, I don't know. All right. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Did you have a Bush before you saw one?
Oh, no, I saw Bush on TV. Yeah, much.
The Revenge of the Nerds,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Was we there Bush in that?
We got Bush.
Yeah, we got Bush. Yeah, the like whole scene. The scene. Yeah, the very debated scene because they spy on a bunch of girls and yeah. they're looking at the pull of the underwear. Goes, oh, we got Bush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's one. Understand the fashionable look the young person is adopting and what it signifies. So... did you guys, I was going to say, come into your own sort of, your own, like, style, like, through puberty? Do you remember what your style was during puberty?
It wasn't style, it was lack of style. It was
right?
Absolute
lack of style
lack
on
of style
my end.
Was yeah. my style, yeah, for sure.
Did any style?
I started caring about the stuff that I wore.
Yeah,
around that time.
Yeah, that's what kind of they're talking about. So,
but it was it was terrible fucking right? choices. No, like I remember, I had a, I just bought stuff that I like, and I still do. Like, I'm wearing a shirt with a gremlin on it. But I, you know, there's a time when it's like I don't know. Like I feel like I evaluated which gremlin shirt to buy. I didn't get one with like just a picture of Gizmo on it.
You had to be your
like,
selective of yeah. which one to get. Of course, yeah, no, that makes total sense.
As a kid, I had no idea. I was just like anything I like, and the shit that I liked as a kid was mainly like stuff that I was watching on TV. Which at the time in the 90s, I remember I had an X-Files T-shirt that I
ooh,
bought at the mall.
Okay, all right,
that fucking said "The truth is out there."
Yeah, of course, of course it did.
And I wore that shit to school like fucking X-Files. And I mean, so ridiculed. Like everyone was just like, fucking nerd. Like the truth is out there. Do you believe in aliens? And I was like, well, I mean, I think the jury's out. I'm fucking what? Like 12? Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Like, it was tough. You know, and you got your pit. It's just this pit stained, disgusting fucking. And I also, like, on a similar note, that same, because it was like one of those, like, Suncoast, remember, like, Suncoast
right,
movies?
Of course.
In the mall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I bought a fucking Friends T-shirt.
What?
Oh.
Because I liked Friends.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I liked Friends. I liked
you
the show.
You liked
Friends.
Them so much to buy a shirt.
I didn't know what I wanted. I know is, like, right. Oh, Friends is fucking funny. Okay.
Right. I like Friends.
Everybody likes Friends, right? Like, yeah. We'll make friends. Once again, you nerd.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Who gives a shit about you? Like, I only wore that one time. No, I wore the.
Because you learned your lesson fast on that one.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
But you were willing to rock the X-Files one multiple times.
That came back. That one, like, I so believed in that show that I kept bringing it back. Like, nope, I'm going to be right on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right. And I don't know. I mean, jury's out on that one. Jury's out on that one.
But that's the thing, no parent or sibling person to go, don't fucking wear that friend shirt. That's the whole thing of it's let you be free range, and that's the it's an older podcast thing. It's like it's good to have someone go, okay, hold on, think about it before you go out wearing, you know, sweat shorts over your sweatpants and a Tasmanian devil shirt. And you're 16 or 17, and you're wearing that.
Sweatshorts over
flannel,
his sweatpants.
Over the sweatpants with the flannel.
So you thought layering was cool.
Like, right, yeah. I thought layering was cool.
I thought layering was cool,
too. Yeah. I've seen the picture, but I don't know where, like...
it was like an... It's like, there's
is this a photo album or something?
Yeah, photo album or yearbook, or I might have
a Polaroid.
Yeah,
it might be in his yearbook,
too. Can we put that in the show notes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll dig it out, yeah.
Here's another tip. Give adequate privacy for the young person to have the time it takes to get used to their changing body. Did any of you guys have privacy growing up?
Yes.
You did?
I had my own room, yeah.
Ooh, nice. And you got your own room,
lots
too?
Lots of discovery.
Okay, see, that's pretty sweet. I'm trying to think.
I had my own room, but it was open doors. Because the way the house was, it was open door plan. There was no doors. So the rooms were all essentially interconnected through just open... Like where a door should be, it was just a doorway.
Weird.
weird.
And all of them was there. The only thing that had doors was the bathroom that was in between all of the bedrooms.
So that's where you discovered?
That's where it discovered, yeah. And it wasn't a shower. It was a tub. So it was very cold and desolate. So, yeah, not the best place to discover. Very, you know, looking back, just very Guillermo del Toro movie. Very, very cold and gross.
Just a ghost looking through the window.
Yeah, with a handheld shower thing, drizzling lukewarm water, you know, going, oh, is this what my body is?
Finally, encourage acceptance of physical imperfection because the ideal is not real. For me, my father would never allow that. He'd make sure to point out any flaw whatsoever in the most blatant way in front of everybody. If you had any sort of hair growing or any sort of, I don't know, pimple or anything, he'd point it out. So he wasn't very encouraging of that. But I don't know if you guys got acceptance. Like, it's okay. That's
total slob. Oh, fucking slob.
I had a weird around that time because you're growing, right?
Right.
And so my thing was, I was a fat kid. I've always been fat. And so as you're growing, you start stretching.
Yeah.
Right. And so I want to say it was like sixth or seventh grade. This is one of the things that just like fucking crippled me when I was a kid. So it's really funny though. I remember I got stretch marks like on my
side. Yeah. Okay.
And I was really worried about it because it was like, you know, shit, summer's coming around the corner. I don't know what this red shit on my sides is. Looks like I'm bleeding kind of, but I don't want to tell anybody about it.
So they're like bright red?
Oh, I mean, this was like super fucked up, like pregnancy type.
Wow. Because I got that time. But mine were like whitish. Yeah. Mine weren't like red, I guess.
No, mine were like red.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like super pale. So it's like really pale and then just like really red, really weird. Like people that's are going to notice.
Rough, yeah.
And so I showed my mom. And I was just like, I don't know what this is. And I showed her and she was like, I don't know what that is. That's the fucked up part of the story.
Oh, no.
Because knowing what I know now, she totally knew what that was. But she just didn't have it in her to say, getting fat.
Oh.
It's true.
Well, I mean, hell yeah. But
so,
you're growing.
A little baby grop grop.
So, little grop grop. So, that's going to stick with me for
grop grop.
So, she schedules an appointment with the doctor. No joke.
Oh my God.
And like the older I get, the more like I want to ask about this, but the more I'm just like, I never want to know. Because my mom's a like super nice lady. I love my mom.
Yeah.
But this is like the most fucked up thing she's probably ever done.
Yeah, come on.
So she schedules an appointment with the doctor. I go to the doctor under the pretense that I have a rash.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't know?
Yeah. You know?
And so I take up my shirt and I go, I don't know what's happening, but it's been there for a while. I lift my shirt up, and I show the doctor, and clear as day, and I'll never forget. He just goes, "Oh, that's obesity."
Oh no!
Very clinical.
Not your fat.
No problem. You're obese.
You're obese. Like a term.
But not even like, oh, those are stretch marks. It's like it's just that's obesity.
It's obesity. You're like an obesity with things.
That is crushing.
Yeah. And so it's like I'm, you know, 12 or something. And by the way, at that point, I thought obese meant you're like dying.
Yes,
and I was like,
yes,
oh shit! Like I just got out here. Like. And so, yeah, I had to go back out to the waiting room, and then it was the whole, like, she was like, so what did he say? And I was just like, it's nothing. You know, I'm going to talk. And then it was never discussed.
Oh, wait, she wasn't in there. She wasn't in the.
No, she was in the waiting room.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go back all on my own.
So you got to report back.
I got to report back with, like, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. And we just never talked about it.
Oh, so
putting myself in my mom's shoes, though, what a way to skate, like, saying you're fat. Like, she never said it. I never told her what he said. It just happened. It was like a stranger. Like I went behind a curtain, came out.
Wow. See, my old man was like, oh, yeah, those are stretch marks. You're fat. Like, seriously, like that's what my old man did say. So, wow, that's the other side of the coin there. Yep. My goodness.
Anyway, that's not even a hair story. That's just that's a good one. I like that
no,
one.
No,
whenever I heard it, it's going to be.
Is that your story? Because that's damn great that's answer for the actual question, which is what part of your appearance were you most concerned about? So
no, that's probably it.
That's probably it when going through puberty. Yeah.
I remember around the same time I got, like around sixth grade, I got chest hair.
Like everything. Wow. Really quick. Okay.
See, I was trying to think back about when I got
that's early
chest hair.
Early. Yeah. I did get it early.
Because for me, I want to say it was much later, but then it came in with a vengeance. Now it's just like I've got a rug on my chest. But I want to say, because there are some family photos of me where I'm not wearing a shirt. And I want to say maybe around 15 or 16, I'm still like, oh, there's no hair. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, and then all of a sudden it turned. For me, though, the one thing that I was particularly embarrassed or preoccupied with was, like, usually you want to get, like, facial hair growing up. As a guy, it's usually kind of cool, getting facial hair. Unless it's in one particular spot where it's not growing. So I have this mole right here. I don't know if you guys can see for the people. Mm-hmm. There's a mole right here. It's a pretty big mole on my chin. For those of you listening, it's on my chin. It's a decent size mole.
It's not noticeable.
Well, yeah. It's not noticeable when I've got some facial hair up. Yeah. So it was the only spot on me, much like an old Chinese, the old Chinese person that you see in those movies where there's like a hairy mole. It was the only spot on my face that was growing facial hair. Like it started, much earlier than like maybe I want to say a year before the rest of my face. So I would have to like constantly check up on it. And I didn't want to shave it because I didn't want to shave my mole off because that would freak me out too. So I would like tweeze it, which is terrible and embarrassing. But hey, whatever the hell. Now everything grows. So it's like you don't just notice it. But it was always like every morning you wake up like because I don't know if you guys ever get these like wild random hairs that are like 6 inches longer than the rest of every other hair in the vicinity.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I get one lone ear hair.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you're like, how did I not see you this past week? And you've obviously been there for a month, unless you grew overnight.
Exactly. Not even in the ear. It's on the lobe. Just one little.
Yeah. Okay.
I can yank it out with my fingers. That's how long it is.
Probably just one night he looks at the other hair. He's like, I'm going for it.
That's it.
I got this. See you guys. But like, I want to say one day, like, I don't know, maybe around 13, you wake up in the mirror and then you don't look at your face that close all the time. And then one day you look at your face and you're like, oh crap, there's a little hair.
Like, how long has that been?
Exactly. And then so you freak out like, oh my God, every person, every girl that I've talked to this whole entire time has been just fixating on that one mole hair, you sicko, you disgusting, gross, monster, moly haired, sick person. And so every morning, well, that's the thing. So every morning you wake up and you're like, oh, hopefully it didn't grow out. And then you'd start seeing them, but then they wouldn't be long enough to where you could like rip them out. So you have to give them like a day or two and then till they're long enough to actually tweeze out anyway. So yeah, that's my horrific thing that I was fixated on going through puberty was my freaking hairy mole that grew hair before the rest of my face. But now that the rest of my face grows beard, it doesn't matter, I guess. So. Yeah, so that's my one particular physical characteristic that I was super obsessed with.
That must have hurt, too, by the way. Like, I'm just, like, saying, does it hurt more, like, on a mole? I don't know.
I don't know. I've got a pretty high threshold. Like, I don't know. I can rip hair out of any place.
I don't know. I think depending on where it is, because I know if I get one like over by my nose for some reason, that's like torture. Like,
I want to say that makes sense. Yeah. If anything, lip pulling out anything out on the lip would probably hurt the most. But it's just right here on the chin.
A hot towel to open up the pores.
Oh, right. Where were you when I was 13?
Get a time machine.
Yeah, we learned that way after the fact, after puberty.
Yeah, I just love the idea of you in front of the mirror, just like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sick trash human.
You disgusting monster.
I think that's everyone's inner monologue when you're like 12. Yeah. Like, everything's like you gross, smelly. Shirts turn yellow when you sweat. Everything's disgusting. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, why do my clothes turn yellow? I wasn't playing in the dirt. Why is my shirt brown? What's going on here?
It's oils. Just
oily
hormones.
Trash.
Yeah, it's just excess hormones coming out of you.
Sappy shit.
Honey, are you okay?
Just cry again in that tub.
You're just crying, coughing. Guillermo del Toro's ghost children still laughing at you, playing Ring Around the Rosie in your front yard. Fucking horrifying.
Oh,
what do you got, Tyler? You gotta have some weird shit happening to you.
In middle school, I had braces, glasses, and I parted my hair in the middle.
Ooh,
okay, yeah.
Acne and the awkward spontaneous boners.
Right. Whoa. Yeah. Hey, we had that story. Yeah.
So being in class and then class is dismissed and you have to walk across campus to get to the other class, but you've got a huge boner.
Oh my God.
And so you have to get up. You can't just sit there. So you have to do the thing where you have your books and you walk against the wall and kind of hide. The tent with your books.
So no book bag that you can kind of like just swing forward and then kind of like hold in front of you and like, oh, I'm checking for something while I'm walking. And they're like,
no. God, so you cannot like find this thing.
Yeah, I just can't unzip. Oh, I'm just walking while checking my bag.
No, so and your books are parallel to the boner.
Yeah. And just like walking against the wall. And I wore soccer shorts.
Oh, that's it. Exactly.
Jeans, you could hide it. Like, put
just wearing Umbros.
The Umbros.
Which Larry has said they're called Umbros because like Umbro because your fucking wiener's poking out the side. Umbro. So called Umbro.
Your dick's hanging out.
Yeah. Jeans, you could at least put your hands in your pockets and hide it. But yeah, there were many times where it was just like, get to class.
You never joked like, I got a boner, and joke about it to play off the fact that you have a real genuine boner.
I wish I had the confidence to do that. Like, but like I said, braces, glasses.
He wasn't that dude.
Hair parted in the middle playing Pokemon.
There was another guy who was like, hey, check my dick out, everybody.
Yeah. God, that guy's cool.
You're just jealous.
I'm like carving corn and Limp Bizkit in my books.
To be fair, though,
the worst time ever.
That guy's kid probably just graduated.
No, I hated middle school so much. Just like you're greasy and you get pimples and
I want to see that seventh grade picture. I want to see that seventh grade picture.
It wasn't that bad. Oh, okay. Just like living it was.
Yeah. The reality of it.
Yeah.
Hair part
but
in the
hair
middle.
Part in the middle, yeah.
That's your choice, though, right? That's just.
I didn't know what to do. My mom let me. Do that,
right?
Just
of course,
you do it. I had a mullet.
I had a
choice.
I don't want to say it was maybe fifth grade, sixth grade. I had the mullet, but that's because it was the 90210-y thingy where they kind of had the semi mullets, and my brothers did it. So I had two older brothers, so whatever they did, I kind of did. And yeah, I had a mullet and glasses and was fat. It was just
there. So I was super scrawny.
Okay,
I was. Semi-tall and just skinny as shit. Yeah, just look like a goddamn nerd.
Yeah, really skinny. I feel like there was a camaraderie between the really skinny guys and the really fat guys.
That's true.
Like you would both look at each other like, this sucks. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's like a weird.
Football players over there with like three girls.
Going, hey, everybody, check my dick.
Look at that boner I got. You guys both have your books up. Like, weird skinny dick and little fat dick looking at each other like, it's fucking protagonist in Portal.
That's rough, man.
Because for me, it wasn't a specific physical thing. It was just the flat out always being behind in appearances, period. It always felt like I was trying to catch up to like what I thought was cool, but never catching on. So like,
so it was like clothing wise.
Yeah, it was all clothing. Huh?
Did you have JNCOs?
No, I didn't have JNCOs though. I didn't go that far. Like it was just all sweatpants and shit. Like
it's kind of worse.
Exactly.
It kind of works.
But at some point,
worse.
Oh, worse. Yeah. No, it is worse. No, it is worse for sure.
Just makes
but
you
every
look,
single time. Yeah. Like I look at these guys and like the, you know it's that whole like. Like, oh, that guy, you know, chicks dig him because he's got a fucking earring or he's wearing a rat tail or some shit. And then I'd be like, oh, I can have a fucking rat tail. And then by the time rat tails were stupid, I'm like, got this mullet. Like, so it's not even, catch him correctly. Because I'm like, oh, because it's funny because I got Dan Aykroyd hair, but it's metal on the back. That was my words. So like Dan Aykroyd from Dragnet, but I like metal, so I got long hair. Not knowing that, oh, you look like Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, like it's not okay. It's totally not okay. And again, spiky hair, long hair, but me trying to look nice, quote unquote. So collared shirts with stripes, like.
But you had sweatpants.
But sweatpants,
oh man,
or if they were like just really off, like off fitting
collared shirts with stripes,
off fitting khaki pants. And so I was like, fuck this. Khaki pants don't feel comfortable because I get that indention around my whole gut line, the belt gut. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah.
Belt gut. I was like, you know what doesn't give you belt gut? Sweatpants. Sweatpants, you don't get belt gut. I don't fucking wear sweatpants. Like, well, are you good from, you know, they'd say, like, are you coming from PE didn't change? I'm like, yes. Band practice is right after this, so I'm just stepping ahead of the curve. Just wore sweatpants the entire time, and I just gave, like, you know, that's different because it was like, all right, puberty just flew by in a flash, but like from junior to senior, it was absolute fuck it. Like, did not care. Like, it stopped trying to catch up to look like whatever. I remember I thought it was cool because I went to California to visit, and I thought I was going to come back being cool with my Van shoes, my checkered Van shoes, yeah, and my Ocean Pacific shirt.
Sweet.
And I came back, and like, you, what are those orthopedic medical shoes, you fucking idiot? Like, I thought I was cool with my, you know, they had Garbage Pail Kids that came out before they had them here. They had Series 5, well, they had Series 3 here. And, like, I was still a total fucking loss. They was like, those are fake. They aren't real. So everything was a failure. My shoes were a failure. My collectible cards were a fucking failure. And I could never catch up. And then meanwhile, yeah, check out my boner fucking guys are, you know, getting smooches behind a school building. And I'm not.
I was wearing like hand-me-down polo shirts and Gap shirts from my brothers.
Yeah, mine weren't hand-me-downs.
Thinking that they were cool, but they're hand-me-downs. So it was still you're behind all the like modern cool-looking clothing.
I've been wearing the same clothes my entire life. So Levi's jeans and a shirt.
There you go. Good. Stick with what you know.
Yeah, it works.
I feel like I went through a shit ton of phases too. Like around like beginning in middle school started with the... It's like the, okay, I'm going to fuck up immediately and do this friend shirt and this.
Let's get this lesson learned.
But I remember like there was a time because I was like, all right, well, what am I into now? All right, well, I'm into like punk rock. That's my thing.
Nice.
And so I was like, I'll get a bunch of t-shirts. Yeah. And then I was like, well, do I want to be the guy with the leather jacket? Ooh, yes, I do.
Step it up.
Yeah. And then I was like, it's hot as fuck in this leather jacket.
Yep.
All right.
But damn, do I look awesome.
But damn, I look really cool. All right. I got to stop wearing this leather jacket because I'm going to fucking die. I'm going to die of dehydration. I'm like 15. I drink nothing but soda. I'm walking around 100 degree weather in a leather jacket. I'm going to die.
Oh, man.
And so I remember like there was like what do you call it? Like Jiffy Lube shirts? Like they have their shirts.
Yeah. The worker shirts.
Yeah.
Start wearing those. That segued into Hawaiian shirts.
Ooh.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did some Hawaiian shirts. Yeah. Okay. And not knowing that not okay.
This is you as a teenager.
At this point,
post-pubescent, right? This is into high school.
But it all started with like that, like, I fucked up, but now I got to find a thing. And then you start looking for that thing, and it takes years to figure it out.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. Like, just last year, I was like, oh, fishing shirts are the way. That was last year. I'm 30-something. That was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think maybe around like 16, 17 was when I first started doing like thrift stores. That's when I started going, oh, there's freaking awesome clothes here, and they're super cheap. And so I've had this one for a while, but like this shirt I'm wearing is this old like polyester see-through old man shirt, and then this is a t-shirt that I found that says, I sleep with a 50-year-old woman.
It says lady.
Oh, I sleep with a 50-year-old lady.
She's a lady.
Which I love. So I was like, oh, these are just super cool things that nobody else has. And so I'm going to buy them because I like them. And that's stuck with me. That's my thing is I don't like wearing anything that I will ever run into anybody wearing. Like that's my favorite thing to wear is. Yeah. So, and I've kind of stuck with that to where like, I think Larry years ago, I've known Larry for, I don't know, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wore these like old man clothes. And he's like, it's going to be funny when one day you're finally old enough to wear the old man clothes that you wear. I was like, yeah, hell yeah. So one day I'll be old enough to wear this, like, I actually am sleeping with a 50-year-old lady. That's, you know, so.
Yeah, I used to be really into Rage Against the Machine. Well, I still kind of like Rage Against the
Nothing
Machine.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, like, in middle school, towards the end of middle school, I got the balls to hang out with these kids that spiked their hair. And we used the clear Elmer's glue to spike our hair in the morning and go to class. And of course, in like, you know, Southern Texas, the teachers are just like, what the fuck?
Automatically seeing you out there fucking everything out.
So immediately get sent to the office to wash it out. And all the staff is just like laughing at me. Just like stupid, stupid kid.
Aw.
Whatever, man. You don't get it.
Fucking glue.
How long did that last then?
Oh, man. We did it a couple days, but always got caught. We're like,
man, fuck the system.
Yeah. Right? Your hair's a distraction. I work in a high school, and that's what they say. It's like, what? Come on.
Tried to be really rebellious and like not stand up during the pledge.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There it is. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's my right I'm only to not stand.
I'm only standing up during... I'm only standing up during the Texas pledge, not the American one, man.
I've got beliefs. You're wearing a friend shirt. It doesn't do a lot for your credibility.
All right. Facebook answers. Samson Portillo says, my awesome, awesome mustache. So I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He had a mustache. Did anybody have the mustache come in first?
No, it was. I had shin hair grow first. I had a goatee.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, it was kind of all at some point. Yeah. Well, first mole and then the rest for me.
Yeah.
Didn't get the mustache. Alfred Perez says, I don't know why, but I was cursed with profuse sweating. It was mortifying. It ended after I graduated, and I never had a problem since. I often wonder if it was an anxiety thing. I'm trying to think of when I started. I'm a crazy sweater.
Yeah, and deodorant. I didn't know about deodorant until people were like, God, you smell.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? You got really self-conscious.
I was an early adopter of deodorant. I guess because I had two older brothers, so you kind of, like, they are like, here, you're going to need this. Like, put this on in sixth grade, and when you're in that locker room, and you smell with that middle school locker rooms, and I was like, okay. Carlos Castro says, I had giant feet that I needed to grow into. Giant feet.
I got a big dick, is what I'm trying to say.
Probably.
He's the guy.
Probably.
He's that guy.
He's like, what am I going to do with all this cock? I guess I got to grow into it. Got to wait for my body to catch up to all this dick.
It's like, I like the subject. I want to tell him I have a big dick. I had the biggest feet in my class.
You had to grow into them if you know what I mean.
Damn.
Sarah Sharps says, my massive embarrassing boobs and my bad skin. Middle school is the worst. Yeah. So that's the other side of the thing.
It's not until after you're older and whatever. It's like, oh, I can't feel bad, you know, for girls that go through that. But as a teenager at the time, oh, fuck yeah. But then you don't.
Starting periods. And
you don't think about how stressful that is.
It's so much embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just remember one dude in particular making fun of this one poor girl who apparently one boob grew way bigger than the other.
Oh,
and
man.
That through puberty, right? So I guess for a while. And he would make fun of her all the time about that. And I look back and I'm like, that poor girl, like, holy crap.
He probably grew up and he's like, God, I wish I could get a girl with half a boob.
Lopsided boobs.
Don't do anything. Just to see a breast.
I want to see a boob. At this point in time, anything.
Anything.
I'll even take the smaller one. I'll take either boob, whatever boob.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sure the other one caught up or something.
Yeah.
And Ash has got these rocking boobs and that guy.
He probably messaged her on Facebook drunk one night. Like, hey,
how those boobs, they matching now? Or?
It's like he's trying to like make right. Like he's finally cleaning up his life. He's like, boobs turned out all right. That's his, that's his message of atonement.
That's him making amends.
Boobs turned out all right.
You know, in the end, the boobs turned out all right. But he feels really good about himself.
Hell yeah.
She's going to get that and go like, oh, thank you so much. I've been waiting years to hear that. You dick.
The weight off my shoulders is still there because, you know, boobs.
Joaquin Muerte says, my hair and my weight. I used to have a mullet and didn't know until I was made fun of it in sixth grade. Right. So when I was in middle school, I cholified my look. Ooh. Whoa. Started hanging out with bad kids and slicked the do and tried to cover my fat with West Coast cholo gangster look. I never let it go. All right.
Been happy ever since.
Stick with it. Stick with what works.
It works. Yeah, exactly. It works.
Robbie Duarte says, my weight for sure. I lost it pretty quick, though, then found it later on as an adult. But it was nice going from the guy that got picked on to the guy that no one wanted to mess with.
I was
fat kid.
I was Tubbs, but that always felt bad because I look at like I would be with friends, they meet like some other dude with a chili bowl haircut that was tubby, like, oh, this, you know, whatever, chili bowl fat guy, and I'm like, yeah, look at him look at him over there, not realizing like I'm looking at a reflection. He's dressed in about the same way as I am. Like, yeah, look at that fucking guy. He can't even run a sprint on the soccer field, and I'm just still proud of my 4 points basketball. Cheetos. Just straight up.
What a loser.
Yeah, total loser. Absolutely.
This Dan Aykroyd hair. Stephen Colin said, I was bummed that I was never able to grow facial hair until my mid-20s. Overall, my acne wasn't too bad. My voice didn't crack like in the Brady Bunch, and I was overall not terribly goofy looking. I just wanted a beard since I was 5, and TV made me think that I'd have one before I turned 18. But then I realized that all teen actors seem to be in their 20s or 30s. So you guys know Steven? Okay. See one of the Beard Club guys?
Steven who?
Steven Colnes?
Okay. I don't know. Uh-huh. Come to the competition.
Andrew said, look at you now,
look at
brother.
You now, brother. Maybe now, brother. You've
done it. Does he have a beard in his picture, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I think so.
I was picturing this Chris Kattan. Like, yeah, yeah.
It just never happened. It never came through with him.
Yeah, that's...
Holy shit. Yeah, I was wrong. You look nothing like Chris Kattan, sir.
So he's definitely got a beard now.
Sharp looking dude.
Yeah.
Then we have Berto Garcia says, my massive amount of pubes and my huge nose pimples. Massive amount of pubes. That's a thing, right? I guess they're just like, oh my gosh, there's so much of it.
More pubes than everything else. Everything else grew before the pubes. That's like rainforest and like
the dick is hidden.
Yeah, nut swamp and everything. Just total.
Yeah, though it's probably like you wanted that when you were like in caveman times, just to protect your dick.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he's fit armor. For nature.
Dick protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. Andrew Thomas says, my weight and my eyes distance from one another. I've come to terms with one and not the other.
Interesting.
Okay.
Let's see.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we can find a picture of his... Yep. I don't know.
Does he have like a Captain America shield for his logo or some shit? Like he doesn't have an actual picture of him on there.
It looks completely normal.
Yeah,
normal. There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. But that's one of the things, I guess, like when you're growing up, though, going through puberty, you can focus on that one thing that you think is a problem.
No one cares.
And no one cares. You're like, oh my God. A monster.
I feel like, I don't know, like that would be something that somebody would bring up when like the really skinny guy and the fat guy with the coffee stains really hanging out. And then he's like, my eye distance. He's just like, fuck you, Andrew. You Adonis looking asshole.
That's not
fucking
a thing.
Perfect body and shit.
That's not a... My eye distance.
Sorry.
I don't think my face is symmetrical enough.
Yeah. We're not trying to be models, dude. We're just trying to like fuck maybe one lady.
One. Right? Just get one girl to like us.
Eventually, yeah.
Travis K says, my height. Most of my family are walking tree people, so I'm over 6'10". I wanted to be at least 6 feet tall, but I was scared I wouldn't be. Thanks to chemo as a kid. He grew up with cancer. Right. Depending on what convenience store I'm leaving, I'm between 5'10 and 6'1". Should have been 6'4", according to doctors. However, I'm glad I'm not super tall, seeing how much joint and back pain my taller family members endure.
There you go.
Greg Forrest says, my receding hairline. No joke. So maybe he's early receding.
Yeah, there was. I remember that one guy in high school. He lost his hair really fast.
That was me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like in senior year. It started
Okay.
Yeah. That's when I just, like, when I was like 18, I was like.
Shaven?
Yeah, for me, it was 19. I wasn't that far behind because I had long hair to the point I was straight up Crypt Keeper. Like I just had this rocking long hair and it was down to my ass. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. But it was just straight up like Grip Keeper because it was just balding and it was just like, okay, now it's over.
Yeah.
Party's over at 19.
You just like look at your dad and your grandfather and you're like, I need to nip this in the bud.
This ain't getting any better.
Yeah, let's do this.
So the fucked up thing is, last night, I went to dinner with my dad for his 68th birthday. Still has hair.
Whoa!
Okay.
And I lost my shit, probably about 18.
Interesting.
It started thinning out.
Makes sense, yeah.
I didn't have the Crypt Keeper thing, though, but I will say.
But that's my fault.
Is he your real dad?
That's my real dad, for sure.
Okay. It's the mom's side, then, right? That's what they say, mom's side?
That fucker, he went bald super early.
There you go.
He was in Kentucky, and that guy was like just a drunk guy. Like my grandpa on my mom's side, that guy was I mean, he drank his way to like one little
For sure. It's on my mom's side for sure. Yeah, my grandpa, my dad's side, they all got hair. It was fucking Castor Clan hairy people.
I don't know.
Hairs in the different that's like the whole thing. Hairs in different areas.
Hairs in different areas.
Yeah, it's like this shoulder hair would have been great somewhere else, man.
If there was like a kingdom that was like that was the sexy thing, I would have moved there. If shoulder hair was a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
My goodness. The virility in this man.
Maybe there's a magazine out there. It's just the cover is just a different greasy arm.
And it's shoulder hair. Yeah. Like not shoulder, but shoulder hair magazine.
And it's just a different thing with the farmer's tan. With just a fucking hairy shoulder arm. I'll start that publication. Bimonthly, though.
It's this week's issue, what to do with the grays.
It would just go back and forth between me and you, for years. It'd be great.
The beer club would thrive.
Right.
We would thrive there.
Yeah. Well, we'll start quarterly.
Shoulder hair quarterly.
Yeah, short hair quarterly. Before we pick up a fan base, and then we'll talk bi-monthly.
If that shit takes off, like, I have to reevaluate everything.
Right?
I spent so much time worrying about that shoulder hair.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck was I doing?
Everybody was really turned on by that the entire time.
God damn it. Diana McGreehan says my constant erections. Yeah. She's a girl, but yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. No, because she probably did the look at my boner. Yeah, I can totally see D doing that. Yeah.
She's kind of a dude. Gabe Diaz says my pimples and amount of sweat, the two things you can't kind of control, and will always look effing gross. So pimples and sweat. Pimple acne? Yes.
Yes, but like not crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. But it would get pimples. Yes.
Yeah,
Popping them was fun. Yeah. Stop popping. Your face is going to look like whatever. I'm like,
I lucked out.
Too late.
I'm already wearing sweatpants.
I'm already wearing sweatpants. Who cares if my face looks like fucking pavement? They don't give a shit at this point in time.
I thought that, honestly, the pimples were the least of my worries.
Right. Exactly. Oh, same thing.
Like, I looked at everybody else and I was just like, we all have this shit. Like, we all have that.
We're all going.
I also have shoulder stretch marks.
God damn it.
Unless it was like severe. Like, you know, in the in the AccuView or whatever those commercials where they just look, their face looks like measles or whatever.
Like, what's his name from earlier? It was probably the same thing. He was probably just like, yeah, I got the zits, but I also have my eyes are like, I mean,
they're on the other opposite side of the head. Like, what the hell?
A fish person.
It's
like
grub.
Grub.
No.
Grub. Grub.
Every time we get to bring back grub.
That's the best. I do remember, like, coming to class and seeing some of my friends with, like, massive like white heads on their nose. Like, why did you not pop that?
No, I'd love to take care of that.
I was gonna say there's a satisfaction in it too, man. You save that one for later, or like,
does it probably have parents that don't pop that's gonna scar your skin? And they're like, but mom, maybe. And they got this. Just
I feel like sometimes that shit just grows like on the bus because like I feel like you don't like. There's someone where it's like, there's no way I missed that. Like, I would have the skull.
Just what oil, like the normal oils in your face, automatically.
Yeah,
like,
just bubbling. Just, so you're the fucking Toxic Avenger. Right? It's all happening all at once.
Like, I just got to school. What the hell?
Yeah.
Finally, Ryan Timothy Brace, RTB, says everything. I was an ugly kid with no alibi, and he was gracious enough to post his picture.
I fucking love you, dude.
Ryan
RTB, I love that fucking picture, man.
Yeah, vests.
You look like a kind of like a chubby Mark Hoppus.
That's not a bad picture.
Like, you kind of, like,
it's not terrible, right?
It's not,
no,
that's
exactly what you're saying. Everyone's like, oh man, I'm a fucking train wreck. But you're like, oh, but you're just
he looks
kid.
Like he's in the next Judd Apatow film.
Yeah.
How all of a sudden here, do you guys have your middle school yearbook? Like, are they around? Do you have yearbook pictures around that you can pull up?
Yeah. I definitely have school. I have a
Can we agree to find, like, 7th grade, 8th grade?
Absolutely.
Okay.
7th grade, I think. 7th
grade?
I think I can find some.
Or just, how about worst middle school picture you can find?
I have the picture of me with the spiked hair and the Rage Against the Machine shirt.
Okay. We need to post those. We
can,
I can totally find, I think I can find something. It's so ordinary, though. I mean, but then I look at it and go, oh, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I need to find, I need to,
the dumb, my the dumb thing is, as I'm dressed right now, I was like, oh man, I dressed like this as a kid, which is so dumb, which is so stupid.
I wish I wore a
Kirby Dreaming of a Hamburger
Dreaming of a Hamburger.
In high school, I didn't have the good sense to wear that in high school.
If only high school me knew how cool I was going to be when I grew up.
Man. Oh man!
Well, I could go back in time. I just imagine that scenario of you going back in time to talk to your high school self and looking exactly
to give him that shirt.
He goes, "You're gonna need this."
Yeah, and then his life doesn't change whatsoever. It doesn't change. You're just this freaking
looper of fucking looper of embarrassing t-shirt.
Mobius strip of a freaking human who no matter what you do will always be the same person. I think it's true though, man. Jess looks exactly the same as he did 20 years ago. It's amazing.
True.
Jess isn't aging anymore.
Yeah,
he stopped.
He stopped.
He's Wolverine-ing.
Well, that's splendid.
So that's all the answers that we got. So yeah, puberty. That's not funny. It's not funny at the time.
No,
puberty is not
hell
funny.
On earth.
It's hell on earth at the time. But looking
especially back, for that eye guy, he'll never let that go.
We should affectionately name Grop now because Grop is a fish person, and that guy had an eye. On the side of his face thing. That's good.
Yeah, what's up, Grop? How mean is that? I mean, like, I liked it when we were like, oh, hell yeah, Grop. But when you say it, like, it's like, oh, babe, what's up, yeah. Grop? Then it turns it into down.
Grop
man.
Used to be our hero.
Yeah, no, that's no. it. I'm giving it back. Oh, Grop. It's Grop. He's a monster. He's awesome. Yeah.
Seventh grade fucking is doing this to us. Yeah. That's it. We went back, and now we're nostalgic. Now you're the fucking asshole with Dan Aykroyd hair and the fucking sweatpants, and we're picking on some guy who looks totally normal.
Calling him Grop.
It fucking happened. That's, yeah.
That is. That's
it's cursed. That whole topic is cursed. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But yeah, awesome. Fuck that guy.
Everybody, thanks for tuning into another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. And as always, we like to remind people, listeners, friends, and everybody that Public Access isn't just an entertaining bundle of conversation. It is also an educational program.
Yes.
And at the end of every edition of Public Access, we like to ask ourselves, what did we come to know? What piece of knowledge or information or newfound epiphany did we take away from all of our conversations? So kick it off with Regan. Regan, what did you come to know today?
I came to know that we as humanity can all share the pain and the hilarity later on of puberty. I think it's a wonderful... I don't know if it's a... I guess it's not a good coffee table conversation, maybe, per se, but I think it's a great thing that everyone's just... we all can agree. But I'm trying to think if there's that one person who, like, did look good in seventh grade and never went through, like, a terrible puberty, and, like, find them and see what they look like now, and hopefully they look horrible. Oh, man, not to wish bad upon someone.
But sometimes those people just look good all the way through, and their life's fucking good, too. That's oh, god damn it.
Right? Those are the worst people.
You're a real estate agent making fucking, oh, god damn it, and you look good, your wife looks good, you got beautiful kids. Fuck, man. This is bullshit.
That was my brother, actually, now that I think. Not even kidding. Oh man, I hate my brother.
Yeah, I don't hate him.
He's all right.
I got 110 hours in Zelda. I don't regret nothing. Regret shit. I'm happy. I'm good.
Jess, what did you come to know?
I came to know that there's certain syllables, key syllables in the English language that incite some kind of, you know, I'll go as far as to say, I apologize. It incites some kind of racism. So the syllables are GR and OP combined to create Grop for some reason. Oh, just, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
Racism shines out, Jess. You're the most racist member of Comedia Go-Go.
I'm not the most racist member of Comedia Go-Go, but I'll own the fact that I made a mistake.
You went there.
I'm a mistake. I'm Scarlett Johansson in this situation. I am sitting there going, I didn't do anything wrong when you damn know you did something wrong, Scarlett Johansson. That's me right now. I'm whitewashed Ghost in the Shell with my Grop shit. So I own that. And I apologize, but I it was fun.
Oh, no, Grop.
So, but, it, you know, it's fine. It's okay. Because that's what they did in the movie. Well, you know, okay, I'm not going to try to read.
That's what you came to.
Yeah, that's what I came to know. Very key syllables.
Tyler, what did you come to know tonight?
Well, I know that kaiju come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes,
they do.
All kinds of discharges and powers and backstories, but none of them will be as amazing as
Grop.
Wow, he's king. He is king of monsters.
And if he's not in that new Kong versus Godzilla movie, exactly. I'm not going to go see it.
No, exactly. For sure. Grop definitely deserves his own little Toho emblem. For sure. His little silver emblem. He needs to be in a gacha machine.
This is like a grouper with like wrecking ball eyes or something.
Yeah. We need to get Freddy, our buddy who does comics drawing and cartoons.
Yeah, Freddy, if you want to do a quick sketch of Grop.
Grop would be fantastic.
That would be pretty amazing. I love Grop. It's pretty amazing.
Nick,
what did you come to know?
It was all going to be about Grop.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I already knew Tyler had hair at one point. I didn't know that he parted it in the middle.
That's good.
I learned that, and that was very important. I
do you think less of me now?
No, I just think it's a weird choice. I think you wasted some time that you had. The shit that you...
But I think he makes up it with the boners.
I could think about was how to hide this erection.
Yeah. No, I meant the time that you had with hair, like, by doing it that way. Not the time tonight.
My hair time.
The time tonight was incredible.
I'm telling you.
His parted hair was your friend's shirt, though.
That's true.
You know, like, we all have that.
I would have been your friend.
I don't know about that. Right. I think a guy with a cool part down the middle haircut. You would have probably kicked my ass, man.
Right? I mean, you had you spiked your hair with glue at one point, man. That's hardcore.
That was at the end of middle school when I was getting real cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the most that I learned was from the grop grop guy, the eyes guy.
Yeah.
Because
two great answers, Andrew.
It turns out, yeah, I mean, even somebody who I would have gone, man, this guy's living high on the horse. If I could transfer bodies, I would jump into...
Yeah, he was Freaky Friday with Andrew.
I would Freaky Friday Andrew Grop Grop. And yet he was sitting there going, these fucking eyes. And that blows my mind.
Yeah.
I literally learned something.
I want to say, like, that's why I think everybody, because there's even, especially guys and girls, like, girls are you'll fixate on that one thing, like, oh, my elbows are so weird looking. You're like, what do you mean? You're like, no, I have weird elbows. I was like, nobody ever looked at your elbows or cares. But that's the one thing that they'll fixate on. So for him, it was his weird.
Well, then again, like 20 years later, you remember Rebecca, man, the one with the fucked up elbows?
That is true.
Rebecca, I don't remember Rebecca. Remember she had, you know, bronchitis,
weird elbows,
or whatever
elbows,
there, and you're like, oh, shit, the fucked up elbows.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, elbows. We all called her elbows because she has really messed up elbows.
It's going to be really fucked up, though, like, if I see the guy in public. And I look at him like that was the one photo. Like, you know how I have a photo where my neck looks skinny and shit.
His eyes are really
far apart.
Like, oh, like, I get it, man. That was just a good angle.
Rob, Jesus.
Everybody, thanks a bunch for tuning in to another edition of Comedico's podcast, Public Access, with Tyler and Nick from Alamo Beard Club. One last time, is there any place people should go on social media or anything to find out more about Alamo Beard Club?
You can't go to alamobeardclub.com.
Thanks to Nick.
I run that website.
Yeah.
You're into the ground.
And I'm very sorry about that. It's very unprofessional. But,
you should hire a guy that knows what he's doing for that job, Mr. President.
That's right. The buck stops with you, Tyler.
I hate you.
I think I'm more of a fun, whimsical radio presence.
The Beard Club.
I think I'm doing better with this.
Facebook is where we're most active. And come out April 22nd to the Scary Hairy Horror Facial Hair Competition. We're also going to be at King William's Fair on April 29th.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we're going to be in the parade and have a booth there. And then we're probably going to have a presence at the Alamo City Comic Con as well.
Cool.
Wonderful. Awesome. For us guys, as always, thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. We super appreciate you guys tuning in to our shenanigans. Tune in next time. We'll have some more news on our Fiesta week, our Night in Peaches San Antonio week. That includes Stars and Garters Burlesque, that includes sketch comedy, that includes a live public access podcast, and our also night with Scary Harry and the Alamo Beard Club. It's an amazing week. We'll be talking about it for this month to come. Thanks for answering our questions on our Facebook Happy Campers page. If you're listening to it and you want to answer questions with us, public access Happy Campers on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, at ComediaGoGo and hashtag public access. Find out about our cool stuff. We have movies, we have sketches, we have all kinds of stuff. So thanks a bunch for tuning in. So once again, Tyler, Nick, thanks a bunch for coming on board. And this is Jess.
This is Regan.
And we'll grop you later.
Yay!
Bye!
Here comes the fun! Here comes the fun! なくな僕らも